Our assignment was to remember something that my dad said in his sermon, and I remember that he talked about how he told the story of his little brother running, jumping out of the car and getting on the trike and going down the hill, and he said how sometimes it's not necessary to set people straight because it takes care of itself.
I kind of like the story about the young Mennonite men who weren't able to let their homeland be taken by whoever it was, can't remember. But anyways, we need to be careful not to sink our hopes and roots into something so deep that if God wants us to give that up, we aren't able to.
A little like Micah was saying, I was thinking about how he was saying not to sink your roots too deep here on this earth. And it's just a good reminder to remind that we're just here for a little bit and we'll be going to something much better. And so it's just encouraging to remember that this isn't the place where we will stay.
Another thing he said was he was talking about how good God is. He said that he read the verse how the sun shines on the just and the unjust, and he sends rain to them. And so he gives everybody blessings, even if they aren't following his word. That's just how good he is.
I also got how when he was saying that you shouldn't put your roots down too deep, because so far we've had a pretty good life here. It can be really easy for us to just get really attached to that. And when times may come where we may have to leave that in order to keep following Christ, we have to be able to let go of things.
He talked about how we need to grow with the good things that God gives us and turn from the bad.
He talked about love in the last part of how love is the strongest thing. I forget how he phrased it, but he said love is the bond of all things. But now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
I like the part where Marcus told the story about one of his sons left a carburetor on the table, and maybe his response to that wasn't the greatest. Growing up, I can learn that sometimes I don't respond to things the way I probably should. I think it's a good lesson for all of us. The way we respond to things, I think, helps build character. And I think it's good to make sure we're responding to things the right way.
Everybody has responsibilities, but some have more than others.
The world is the apple of God's eye, and even if it's the apple of his eye, he lets there be not so good things in it, because he doesn't just set us straight, he lets us have our own choice.